Hey everyone, as you know, we are a bunch of ADHDers working together to create the most helpful ADHD content ever. And now it's time for the release of Everything at Once. This is the Everything Bundle, freaking for Christmas. And so we got so many good things to share with you. Addy, tell them about it.
So this month, for the whole of December, we're doing a Christmas sale, a holiday sale if you don't celebrate Christmas, and it's 90% off from our ultimate ADHD bundle. So with that, you get 33 products, which includes all of the ebooks, workbooks, Google Sheets, and Notion templates.
And they're all very pretty.
It's pretty epic. Yeah.
They're all pretty and graphical. We commission artists to help make them, and they're glorious. But if you're visually minded, you just want to like look at them. They're so pretty. So I like that.
You can buy it for yourself for Christmas, or I don't know, for a friend if you think they have ADHD. And on top of the bundle itself, anyone who buys the product in December will go in the drawer to win this awesome prize pack. So in the prize pack, we have 10 free ADHD coaching sessions, which, you know, Lord knows we all need. We have $100 Amazon gift voucher times two and free access to all of our future books in 2024. So get in there. Grab that bundle and get in the draw to win that awesome prize pack. That face all the time. Oh, hey!
Hello, everyone. It's Ben and Addy coming at you again. We're a bunch of ADHDers just trying to give everyone a good time who has ADHD. Today, we thought we'd do a silly one. We're going to read out a bunch of funny fails from ADHDers from the community that just want to like rejoice in how we have to laugh at ourselves sometimes. So we have all these stories from the community and we're going to share them. So sit back, relax, sip a little cup of nutmeg and enjoy the ride.
Cup of nutmeg, let's go.
A little cup of nutmeg.
All right. So we asked for community stories that are mostly focused around like the holiday period. You know, we've got Christmas, Hanukkah, all your fun things coming up. So we asked for your fun holiday fails. So from Olga, 10 years ago, we were hosting a big Christmas dinner for the whole family. I got super sick the day before, so they gave me like a real potent dose of medicine. This, plus my undiagnosed then ADHD, made the 11-year-old me feel like I was sitting real fast on the chair, smelling colors, seeing sounds, and hearing everything.
No.
All of this without moving an inch.
What? Like of Adderall or something? Oh my gosh. Have you ever
done
that?
Sounds like a codeine trip. What do they call that? It's like when you take too much like cough syrup and you get real weird.
You know at the beginning when you start to take meds with a doctor, you do this thing where you like vary the amounts and you find the dose that's good for you.
Mm.
Well, there was one day he gave me like, I think it was a 20 milligram long release Adderall, and I cleaned my car for like 4 hours. And it was so shiny and it was so, it was just every detail was perfect. And I felt so driven that it was like really intense. But damn, that car was clean. That car was so clean. Here, I'll read the next one. I was filling the sink with water to defrost the turkey and went to switch the clothes really quickly while it was filling. When I got upstairs to switch the clothes, I switched the clothes but got overwhelmed by the amount of laundry there was to do. So I laid on the bed to scroll on my phone until I could face it. All of a sudden, from downstairs, I hear my daughter call out, "Mom, we need some towels down here." I had forgotten about the sink, in capitals. So I jump up, grab some rag towels to run downstairs to clean up the water that was everywhere in the kitchen.
Oh no.
You know what? Sinks filling up and baths filling up are definitely, for some reason, a thing. You know, like, because you have to have it in mind. You have to have, like, a tab running. There is water filling up in the sink. Even, like, even filling up my water jug that I keep in the fridge. That thing... I have to stand there and watch it, else it just loves to.
Oh man, every time I have a bath, I like, because I like filled in the overflow valve as well, because I like my bath to be more full. So I don't have I don't have the security of the overflow.
Oh no.
But that story reminded me of, actually I was like struggling to think of my own holiday related fails. I don't know if it's an ADHD specific fail, but it's around the holiday period, and it's also related to a sink.
That's
I don't know if you probably know this story.
What did you but, Addy has so many weird stories, man.
So I was seeing someone. You know, I had a sexy friend at the time. And we got home. You know, we were feeling a bit frisky, decided that the bathroom was the place that we wanted to do the deed.
Right.
As you do, you know. I think it was December 23rd that this happened. This is important because, you know, the holidays are coming up and certain services close on the holidays or they charge you more. So we get into the bathroom, right? We start, he picks me up. He goes to put me on the sink or like rest me on the sink so we can be in a certain position. The sink was not weight bearing.
Oh no.
The whole sink crashed to the ground.
No.
And like the pipe burst and it's just like hot water is like flowing out and like hitting the ceiling. And it's like late December, right? So it's cold outside. Like it's the middle of the night. For some reason, my sister, who was my roommate at the time, slept through the whole thing. Like, no idea. We're like running around trying not to wake her up. I go and like shut off the mains that's under the kitchen sink so that the water stops flowing. Also, for some reason at the time, there was this like stray cat that liked to come to our window. So we're like running around and then this cat at the window just being like,
help me. Wait. So the sink fell off? The sink
the
fell
whole
off
sink fell
you
off.
Were trying to get it on the sink.
On the sink. And then, yeah.
Wow.
So lo and behold, next day I call my landlord. And it's then Christmas Eve. And it would cost like double price to get a plumber out on Christmas Eve. So she was like, how did this happen? And I'm like, obviously not going to tell my landlord that I was having sex on the sink. So I think I told her, I was like, oh, I was brushing my teeth. And I was like going to look at my teeth in the mirror and like leaned on the sink, put my whole body weight. And it just. It just fell and broke. And she was like, I used to bathe my son in that sink when he was a baby.
That doesn't help.
I was like, so it can hold a baby, but clearly cannot hold the weight of a fully grown woman.
And water was spurting out everywhere. So that's impulsive.
Yeah, so we
max.
Had to like turn off the water and then figure out how to like turn it off on that sink. But yeah, we couldn't get a plumber in for like several days because of Christmas time. So we had to go like a week without a bathroom sink.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. You know what? If anyone would get in trouble for breaking a sink by having sex on it, it would be you. I just feel like maybe on some level, like, even though I've never heard that story from you, I feel like, yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah. Like Addy does that kind of thing. Especially.
Yeah. Like, so I guess it's landlords. ADHD because it's like the impulsivity, not thinking things through. You know,
but also that's where fun begins. You know, I swear, exactly. Like some of the funnest times I've had with you have been times where you haven't thought things through, and it's been really funny.
And we just let it go ahead.
Yes.
Cat napkin. Yes.
No, nothing will be mentioned about the cat napkin on this podcast. Okay, here's a question. I mean, here's a story. Just moving on. I'm 37, and my 27-year-old cousin at Christmas. my 27-year-old cousin at Christmas introduced me to her new fiance, who happens to be a cop. She's very immature for her age and extremely innocent. Also might be autistic. Anyways, at the kids' table, me and the older cousins are talking and I blurt out, now everyone's gonna know you for sure aren't a virgin anymore. And did the index finger motion going in and out of a hole like having sex? What the hell is wrong with me? Wait, am I reading this right? What's happening at this table? Everyone's at a kid's table and she's like, the older cousins are talking. I blurt out, now everyone's going to know you sure ain't a virgin anymore. And did the index finger motion going in and out of a hole like having sex? What the hell is wrong with me? Okay. But like as soon as the thought came to mind, I had to blurt it out because I thought it was hilarious. And for some reason, I really enjoy being awkward and shocking people and seeing people make that weird face like, what the fuck did she say? I feel you, sister. I love doing this too. But then I get all embarrassed and feel like an idiot afterwards and regret it. But I continue to do it all the time. Why? UGGGGH is at the end. You know, I love that. I just love I feel like ADHDers are some of the most unique people on earth. And I think it's like it introduces the beautiful chaos that we need in life, you know? Else life would be so boring. So just to confirm this story, if I'm understanding this right, she was sat at a children's table at Christmas dinner and someone said, "We all know you're not a virgin anymore," or something to that effect. And she said, she got her fingers out and started putting them in her finger like a hole, like having sex. What is going on? What is going on? But you know what? Saying things randomly because they're funny, I swear that's a thing.
Oh. Oh, just to test people's reactions, you're like, I know people are going to react weird to this, and so yeah. I'm going to say it.
Like, I feel like I heard this inspirational speaker one time was like, do something crazy and see what happens. And I think that has introduced a lot of fun into my life. Also,
yeah,
it's like, I don't know, it's like fun to like, you know, like when you're jumping off a bridge into water or something and you're like, ha ha. The only thing you'll regret in life are the opportunities you do not take. Do something crazy and see what happens. And it's been very encouraging for my my fun levels.
I think I do it more with people I don't know. Like, I definitely am more inclined to do that kind of, like, because I'm like, I'm never going to see this person again. Fuck it.
Oh, I love that energy. When you're traveling and no one knows you, you can just skip down the road like you're a fairy. And no one will ever care. Or no one will ever know. I used to do that sometimes. Just run around, skip around. But also, like, I feel like there's something we love about the novelty of it. Like, I feel like sometimes I get so used to people looking at me like, you're weird. And I'm like, yeah, obviously. Like, you should know this by now. That I kind of like, I don't know, I expect that response by default. And I also think that sometimes it's powered by anxiety in social situations. Like, we're feeling so like wiggly and on the edge and jittery. Maybe we just want it. We don't want to suppress our emotions anymore. We want to let them out. So if something's really funny, we will say it out loud. And we will deal with the consequences.
Long. And a lot of the time it's like, it's really funny in our heads. And then it comes out and we're just like,
oh no, I hate that. Oh. Do you ever do that thing where you're saying a story and then you forget what you're saying?
And then, halfway through,
find yourself midway through a story, everyone's looking at you and you're just like, the mind refresh comes. That's what I call it, when everything is wiped from the RAM or the memory. And you just find yourself and you're talking and you're like, hi, what was I saying? I have no idea. Oh my God. Yeah, that happens way too much.
Sometimes I just have a glitch, you know, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, you want to read the next story? Story time.
Yeah, so the next story comes from someone who did not put their name in the box, so we don't know who that.
Good.
My brother and I both have ADHD, inattentive, and with every holiday, we have a designated corner to go to whenever we get overstimulated, which is always, Christmas is super stimulating. I always thought it was just something we did and no one else did. Once I was in my in-laws' holiday party and got overstimulated, so I went outside to get some fresh air. Turns out half that family had ADHD as well, so we just stood there in silence in the cold, zoning out and living our best ADHD life. Aww. Best holiday party I went to.
Oh, wow. It's like that moment where you instantly realize, oh, ADHD is genetic. Everyone else is here too. Oh, you're standing outside in the silence too. Hello. That's a nice way to bond. You know what? Standing in silence together with your friends is overrated. Underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
It's such a pressure to talk.
That's
all the time.
You know that you like are comfortable with people, I think, is that you can actually sit in silence with them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like the real renegades leave silence and let it be. And just like sitting in. We will bathe in silence. Okay, here is the next story, everybody. Hope you're comfy, sitting before the fireplace. All the peppermint icicles, peppermint sticks. What are they called? Candy canes? The candy canes smelling in the air. Frick, I forgot what they were. Christmas was so long ago. right? It's December now.
But it's
now.
Like also coming up again.
But here
but like
are.
You live in Hawaii, so what even is Christmas in Hawaii?
It doesn't,
I was there last year, this time, wasn't I? Yeah, like a year ago when it was when I came, and it was like weird to see all the Christmas decorations because it's like in 30 degrees outside.
It's Christmas time.
I can't talk. I grew up in New Zealand. It's like also
what
hot
I'll do
in
is
New Zealand
I'll put,
at this
I
time
put
of
a cold
year.
Shower on, and then I put a fan on me, and then I feel cold, and then it feels like Christmas again.
Just sit there in your like mitten, shivering.
Whatever you need to do to feel cold.
Now okay, I feel like I'm going to have my hot chocolate.
Sorry for my bad English. The education is shite here. No worries. I appreciate you sending in your story. I have ADHD. Surprise, isn't it? And also, I have no patience at all because of my ADHD. So when I was a little kid and I still believed in Santa Claus and all that, I wanted to find my Christmas presents early. In my country, Santa Claus, and also the story here is that baby Jesus Christ brings the presents, not Santa, which is pretty fucked up if we think about it anyway. Brackets. Comes at the evening.
Just
to the
baby Jesus, like riding the sleigh.
Like baby Jesus. What country are you from? It's so interesting. baby Jesus riding the sleigh. Oh my gosh, this is wild. So they come in the evening so that the parents have an even harder job in hiding the presents. Anyways, this one time my parents figured that it was so hard to keep all this a secret because I can't sit still in one freaking place that they thought about pranking me in a really silly way. So when my parents whisper, I always try to listen, and I still do this, and they knew about this. So at December the 23rd, they started whispering about Santa or Jesus isn't coming tomorrow. Only a week earlier because there's just so many kids. They thought this way so I won't be fired up. I remember I was really sad, but their trick was successful and I was really happy and surprised on the 24th. So it was a happy story. Well, not that much because a week after this, I figured out that Santa doesn't exist. Maybe because of this, maybe not. It's a really freaking interesting question. Why and when kids figure this out. Anyway, this is getting way too friggin' long. ADHD, lol. It's so good to have an excuse that whoever reads this will understand. So bye. I love ADHD.
So your English is not bad.
We
like,
all are that.
Very much. I don't know where you're from, but I feel like I couldn't speak.
I see myself in you.
To that extent.
Someone once said that going to Wikipedia for an answer is like sticking a cup under a waterfall for a drink. And you get this information like, blah, 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 blah. That's us as ADHDers, I feel. We love just blabbing it out. When someone asks you about your hyperfocus and you're like, oh, you got to be careful because you start me talking about this.
Let me tell you about slugs.
I never want to stop in the whole world. I want to sing about it. I want to dance about space. I want to sing about electric cars. You know, it will never end. You got to be careful. You got to be careful with me.
For sure.
I just love how we have passions. So to sum up that story, I don't know if I understand it, but I like your style. I like that you share your truth in the way that's true to you, you know?
I think they were saying that their parents basically decided to play a trick on them and tell them that baby Jesus / Santa was coming a week late because he had so many presents to deliver. But then on the 24th, which I guess on the 24th, the presents were still there anyway. So they got really like excited. And like their parents knew that they were going to be eavesdropping. So they intentionally like had these conversations that would be eavesdropped
on. They whispered secrets and they knew that their kid was listening. Okay, that's funny.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your stories. I love sharing these stories, man. We have to do more episodes like this. Send us your random funny stories of your ADHD life. We will always enjoy them. On our Instagram, ADHD Explorers is our Instagram.
Okay. The next one I have is from Patrick. Again, English is not my first language, so I hope you can read past the grammar mistakes. I am Dutch.
Cool.
Should I read it in a Dutch accent?
Maybe not.
Maybe not, because my Dutch accent isn't very good.
Maybe no.
But again, I appreciate you, Patrick, for sending in, because my Dutch is not nowhere near as good as your English seems to be. Anywho, My girlfriend and I, both ADHD, had tickets to Vietnam to spend our holiday over there. We both knew we had to apply for a visa, but procrastinated, I know that life, until the last moments to do so. Instead, we focused on the nice places in Vietnam we wanted to visit because this gave a dopamine rush. I researched all the historical places to visit, and it took me no effort to do so. No, I'm a history teacher. When the pressure to deal with this simple visa task a week before departure finally became strong enough, I went to the trouble to find information about visa in Vietnam, only to find out the process could take 7 to 14 days. We panicked, but our creative ADHD brain immediately started working for solutions. We applied for an emergency visa, which would be there in 4 to 10 days. Problem solved, we thought. The morning of the departure, 5 days later, we started panicking again. Still no visa. Our creative brain rebooted again to find another solution. We booked a transfer to Bangkok from Vietnam. No visa needed in Thailand. So again, we thought problem solved. When we went to the gate the morning of departure to board, we were told that we could not enter the airplane because we didn't have a visa. We explained our situation and our solution. Problem was, our second flight to Bangkok wasn't connected to the one in Vietnam, so we had to enter Vietnam first, so we could not go. But they complimented our creative solutions, so yeah, for trying, but no vacation to Vietnam for us. Luckily, we got 8% of our money back due to insurance we have. A day later, we booked flights to Malaysia for the same day to depart, which requires no visa. Had the best vacation ever in Malaysia.
Oh, bless them. I'm glad you had a good vacation in Malaysia. Oh my gosh, what a wild ride. I swear, like, with traveling, stuff always loves to go wrong. And like, the worst thing that can happen totally does happen. And that's totally just like the skill you have to learn. It's like, oh, everything's gone really bad. Oh, well, okay. What's next? But I love how the creative ADHD brain does look for other solutions. Like, good on you for finding a new solution. Like, I swear, when everything goes wrong and when shit hits the fan, my brain starts working better than ever. And I'm like, oh, great. Now I'm, like, activated.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah. For some reason. Maybe it's the adrenaline or something. But, oh, thank you all for your beautiful ADHD Christmas and holiday stories. So loved exploring them. If you've enjoyed this episode, send it to Lou. Someone else that likes sitting by the fireside and eating peppermint, cutting candy.
Whatever. Getting candy cold. Out, getting cold out of the shower, putting on a fan.
What?
That's just what you said.
Addie's in a giggle storm. If you love managing your ADHD or are interested, check out the Everything ADHD bundle at ADHDoers.com. It's the big yellow bar at the top. And just download all of this information about managing ADHD awesomely. In one
Don't forget,
go.
If you are listening to this in December 2023, we are doing a special of 90% off, and you can get in the draw to win an awesome prize pack, which includes 10 coaching sessions, $200 vouchers for Amazon, and something else that I have forgotten, but it's awesome.
So toot toot.
Yes.
Have a good commute. Rate us good. Lots of love. Bye.
Send your stories. Bye.